Oh, by God's grace, all is well. There is filing passed by leading members of the political parties, leaders of the political parties, and some members of the Ghanaian public. And it's going smoothly so far. Very solemn, you know, but it's going smoothly.
How long is this funeral rite expected to be carried out in Ghana?
Well, today, Monday, is the first day of the filing past. Tomorrow will be filing past by the president and the former president, by Speaker of Parliament and leading public figures, by the judiciary, Chief Justice, etc. And then on Wednesday, the actual funeral, the main funeral service, will take place at Independence Square, followed by burial. So he will be buried on Wednesday.
Ambassador Hayford, how have Ghanaians been reacting to the death of the former president? And currently, how are they engaged in this final funeral rites?
His death came as a great shock to everybody in Ghana, because nobody even knew that he was indisposed. So there has been an outpouring of sympathy and support for the family. And the whole country is remembering this leader who led the country for, I believe, 19 years.
How is the family, immediate family of former President Rawlings, coping with this unfortunate incident?
They are coping with fortitude and courage. It is, as you can imagine, it's not been easy, but they're bearing up well.
If I may ask you, what will be your message to the people of Ghana? What is the message of the family to the people of Ghana and for those around the world, and not only in Africa, but around the world, who admired and who respected the work the former president did in Ghana?
I think I can say the first message is sincere thanks and appreciation for the outpouring of support and sympathy, the many messages that they have received. And I think the other message is that we want to make sure that the things he cared about, you know, improving the status of those with the least among us, you know, seeing every child in school, providing basic health care for everybody, making sure people have enough to eat. These are the things he cared about. So the family and everyone hopes that we can find a way to move forward these things he cared about and thereby consolidate his legacy.